Okay. Okay, just to start off, just tell me your names for the recording.
Susan Swindells.
Sounds like the police, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Susan Swindells.
And Judith Swindells.
And Judith Swindells. Oh, I didn't realise. Your sister's sisters, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So right. But true.
So, basically, I've got some questions, but really, you can talk about anything you want to talk about the school. So, just tell me what you remember about the school or anything that stands out.
Well, what I started in 1952, would be the Easter, just before my fifth birthday. I can even remember the day after the coronation, the following year.
Right.
And, because we lived in the village, we went home for lunch.
We? Yeah, we did.
When did you start school?
55.
Where did you live in the village?
Undercroft.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
So it's quite handy
if we're walking to school. she kicked and screamed certainly the first couple of terms coming to school because she didn't want to go, she didn't like it. Everybody knew she was on the way to school because she made such a noise.
Did you bring her to school? Did your mum bring you?
No, my mum dragged me, I think.
I think by that
Why
time
didn't
I...
you like it? Do you remember?
I just didn't want to leave home, I suppose.
Yeah, no, that's understandable, definitely.
Nice playing at home.
Did you have other brothers and sisters at school, or was it
no,
you two?
No, just us, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I was Mr. Bloxham was the headmaster the first year I was at school.
Right.
And he'd been the headmaster the last year. My dad was at school.
Oh, wow, gosh. Yeah, yeah.
Then Mr. Daly came and he was head for all that time.
Yeah, yeah.
And we used to have spelling lessons with Mr. Daly. And was one particular day, we could none of us spell biscuit.
It's so funny
word. So he drilled it into us. And yeah. I used to go for music lessons with Mrs. Daly, piano mm-hmm. lessons. And who should open the door when I went that night but Mr. Daly, and his first comment was, how do you spell biscuit? I've never forgotten.
Oh no.
I remember doing, on a Friday morning, doing times tables test.
Yeah.
I had to stand up in front of the class. We all had to go through it. And spelling tests as well, yeah. But it taught me to spell. I said, you still go through my tables sometimes. You know, you work things out, don't you? Just up there somewhere.
Yeah,
so it's coming in quite handy, really.
I failed on tables. So what lessons do you remember enjoying most?
I can't remember because they were so mixed, weren't they? You know, you did everything, really. So.
Yeah, yeah.
I quite liked school. I know we used to have sewing lessons. I remember having sewing lessons. I think the boys went to... Some of the boys used to go to Hathersage for woodwork, I'm pretty sure. We had sewing and maybe used to do sums in the morning and you'd do English probably after break and
we used to have dancing lessons, didn't we?
Oh yes.
We used to do here and then a wind up gramophone, Mrs. Swindon, she'd run across with the phone up.
We used to do country dancing.
Was it country dancing?
Yeah. Set this record going and we used to do it at the church garden fete as well. And she would wind it up and off we'd go, and then it'd slow down and off we'd go again. But we also used to do lessons off the radio.
Oh,
right. The radio used to put things on, and I can remember us doing singing and...
Wireless.
I can remember us doing singing and we used to come into the Institute and do the singing.
Oh, right.
Sitting our 11 plus in the Institute.
Did you?
Upstairs. Yeah.
So what schools did you both go to after here?
I went to Lady Manners.
Uh-huh.
And I went to New Mills.
Ah, right, just that
we
age
were
difference.
The last year to go to New Mills, and after that they went to Lady Manners.
I was told I shouldn't have passed my 11 plus by the teacher.
Oh, that's kind.
Two other girls should have passed, not me, so that was a good start.
Just to start you off feeling confident. Yeah.
Getting whacked across the knuckles with Ruben Rasto with two rulers.
Oh, really?
Oh, that hurt, yeah, I used to. Mm. Getting board rubbers thrown at you, didn't you?
So, yeah, I got into trouble because we had to sit boy, girl in Mr.
Rastall's
class. And the boy next to me, and I've told him this since, got his sums wrong.
Right.
And I got mine wrong because I copied his answers. I've told him it, and I got rattled across my knuckles with these, goodness knows how many rulers they were, but you heard.
You used to have two, didn't you?
Yeah.
Really?
Flick them, you know.
Yeah. that was painful.
So I told this lad, if he'd got his right, I would have been okay and wouldn't have got into trouble, but there you go.
Was it Mrs. Evans used to slap your legs as well?
Well, she used to pull your skirt up and slap your legs, yeah.
If you'd been naughty. And the horrible little milk bottles as well we used to have. In the winter, winter there's ice on top, and yeah. In the summer they were warm.
Well, they were horrible. I hated
smelling milk bottle tops.
And yeah. I'm pretty certain, I should have asked somebody else. I'm pretty certain when we first started in Miss Bingham's class, we had a slate and chalk to write on. I'm sure we did.
I imagine you did back then.
Well, I'm probably dreaming, but I'm certain.
What
did.
About? Did you have like my ink monitor? Did you have those pens
inkwells,
that you did?
Inkwells, yeah,
I did pens.
And then ink on your clothes.
It used to be horrible because people put stuff in the inkwell and you just get your pen, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Paper. Oh, imagine.
And learning to write those books, you know, the lines, you had to, letters had to reach the top and the bottom. And capital letters.
I know. Oh, what about playtime? What do you remember about playtimes?
We used to enjoy playtime. Yeah. People used to roller skate.
Right.
And then in the winter, we used to make slides. But then, because the toilets were outside and the teachers' toilets were outside, they used to sort of put salt down the middle of the slides.
Yeah.
To break them up so the teachers didn't fall.
Well, they would.
The ball going over to Mr. Middleton's pigs in the pigsty over the wall.
Really?
Yeah, used to send somebody over to either shout, Maggie, will you go and meet your dad to get that ball? And it used to come back over and everybody would go.
And you used to have quite a good playtime,
we did, because
skipping, and you used to have a skipping rope.
Yeah.
The girls had, you used to have those long skipping
ropes. The big long ones.
Yeah. The girls in the bottom yard and the boys in the top yard.
Yeah.
They were I think they were probably happy days, actually, when you think back.
Where did you say you lived? I'm sure you've told me.
Me, now?
No, then. No,
the Croft.
The Croft, that was it.
Behind where the Bakers is.
Yeah, I thought you did. Yeah. So I'm getting to the end of interviews. I'm starting to.
That's me and me. I suppose, what compared to now, we were quite free, really, what we did at school.
You think?
Because there were no rules, like health and safety. You just got on with things, didn't you?
Yeah. Absolutely.
If they caught you at the top of the climbing frame, they'd fetch you off. They had to catch you there first,
Collecting milk bottle tops, I'm smelling milk bottle tops, they were horrible.
Why did they collect them? Because I remember that.
We used to have to take them to school.
Mrs. Swindon had them for guide dogs, didn't she?
Oh, yeah.
We used to collect them for guide dogs.
And they used to be in a great big box in the cupboard at the back of the classroom.
Yeah.
And one girl had to stamp them down. You used to have to stamp them down so she could get more in.
Yeah, yeah.
But then she stamped them down this week, but she killed a mouse because the mouse had got in.
Oh, no.
Mrs. Swindon was very into animals and things.
Yeah.
If she found, and she played heck about it, but if she found a bird that was injured or anything, I mean, the iron box used to go down to her house more often than not, because she would put it in and took it up and you'd have to take it down to her house. She was very...
Yeah.
I mean, I suppose the teachers really were okay.
Yeah.
Go in Mr. Daly's office and there was a great big cane across the door. But I don't think they were allowed to cane girls in those days. No, I think
only boys.
Boys only.
Just boys, yeah.
Thankfully.
Yeah. I mean, they were good days.
Thank you, that was great.
Okay.
Lovely. Thanks a lot.